In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict, now that they've added apples to their Happy Meals, what will the next thing McDonald's does to attract choosy moms? But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and eSurance, providing car insurance shopping tools like real-time comparison quotes and coverage counselors. Learn more at eSurance.com. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at Hewlett.org, and Lumber Liquidators, supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the National Braille Press, and NPR. Information at LumberLiquidators.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Amy Solomon. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what is the next thing McDonald's will do to attract those moms? Luke Burbank.
Starting with fewer TV commercials encouraging their kids to sit on the lap of a strange clown.
Kerry O'Connor.
White wine, free refills.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
The drive-by receiver where you call in your order, they won't take your order until you call your mother first.
Well, if McDonald's does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Kerry O'Connor, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks all of you for listening. And Peter Sagal, we'll see you right back here next week. This is NPR.